The Memphis Tigers defeated Baylor 78-71 Saturday to get a much-needed marquee victory. After the Tigers started the season 1-4, they have rattled off three straight victories and have been slowly but surely improving. Head coach Penny Hardaway says that this type of win is one that at the start of the year, they would not have gotten.
We've been down, but not out, and the guys have been working so hard. So the way they celebrated after the game was like, okay, we can actually take a deep breath and release it all out, because we've been waiting for a game like this to win. We haven't won this type of game this year. We've lost all of those games, and their confidence is going to go a long way, because before you go on the road to play at a rivalry, which is Louisville, Memphis Louisville is a rivalry, you needed to get some confidence, and today's game was a part of it because Baylor is a really good team.
Scott Drew, head coach of Baylor, who is one of six active coaches who have won a national title, raved about the way the Tigers played today.
First and foremost, they only had 9 turnovers. So, I mean, you win a lot of games with 9 turnovers and 18 offensive rebounds. Made free throws, 19 for 25. I mean, 76%. That's winning basketball. So, they did a lot of good things.
The Tigers were led by Zach Davis, who had a career-high 23 points and a career-high 13 rebounds, and Aaron Bradshaw, who tied his career-high of 17 points and added 7 boards himself. Both of them were expected to be big contributors this year, but struggled out of the gate. Bradshaw, even, was a coach's decision, did not play in the Tigers' previous game. Davis thinks that when him and Bradshaw played like they did, Memphis will be a different team.
AV playing the way he played, I played the way I played, the whole team played the way we played, everybody comes to play. It was very hard to beat. Definitely a top 25 team, and we showed it versus the previous team.
Memphis now enters a critical stretch where they go to number 11 Louisville and then host number 15 Vanderbilt. Win one of those, and the season is back on track. If they played how they did against Baylor, they just might. I'm Robert Randall, reporting for The Roar.